This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
leadership speaks for itself. Don't know about you, but I zone out from too many talks about leadership. You can browse the internet for hours and never come close to finding every tome, talk, and video about the subject. Have you ever read a book about how to succeed, only to realize that the author's only achievement was writing the book? Such is the case with leadership. There are just too many experts doling out opinions on what makes a leader. When I was 14, I joined Explorer Post 75. Explorers were for kids who aged out of Boy Scouts. Frankly, I wasn't that into scouting by this time, but this group seemed different. I was willing to give it a try. Post 75 was led by two men who had been members of the group when they were kids. Ray Palzer was a college administrator with a penchant for speaking, writing, and organizing. His sidekick, Al Kronschnabel, was a professional photographer, birdwatcher, scuba diver, and all-round outdoorsman. Together, they created an unbelievable program. We were kids from blue-collar families in working-class neighborhoods. Our idea of vacation was a week at the Jersey Shore with the family. Lots of us delivered newspapers, cut lawns, shoveled snow, and even babysat for extra money. There was no way most of us could afford the high adventures of more affluent groups. But that didn't stop Ray and Al. Returning home from Bermuda on a British Airways flight, Ray was seated next to an affable gentleman named Lord Fountain. Turned out, Lord Fountain was an executive with the airline with connections to the government in Bermuda. By the time the flight landed in Philly, Ray had arranged a 10-day trip for the Post in Bermuda. He negotiated the deal of a lifetime. We'd fly round trip to Bermuda, we'd bunk at the U.S. Navy base, and eat in their mess hall. Ray and Al worked a deal with a motorbike company to get us all bikes to tool around the island. Before the trip, Al taught us to scuba dive, and when we got to the island, the U.S. Navy filled our tanks and took us out to dive. That's something none of us would have ever done on our own at that age. We also had an audience with the governor of Bermuda at the Capitol. And we did all this for $115, an incredible bargain even in 1966. Ray and Al organized and led dozens of other adventures and excursions. They purchased an old Chevy pickup for pennies. Al, a bored mechanic, got it working and refurbished. It became our official vehicle. They did the same with an old trailer. They restored it, installed 15 bunks, a stove, sink, and kitchen table, very much squeezed together for our local camping trips. They planted the trailer up near Jim Thorpe alongside the Lehigh River. We stayed in the trailer during rafting trips down the Lehigh. They had procured old Navy rafts, inflatable rafts from an Army-Navy store, for peanuts. After 20 miles down the Lehigh River, Al would be waiting with the truck to take us all back to the trailer where he had dinner prepared. He was a heck of a cook and could whip up meals for the whole post on the trailer's tiny stove. In all this time, I never remember endless talks about what makes a leader or the 10 steps to leadership. What I saw were the results of leadership. Results that I and everyone else in Post 75 still remember 50-plus years later. Enough said. Al passed some time ago. But Ray, he's still going strong at 88. He now lives in a retirement community where he organizes all the social events and activities. Still showing everyone how it's done.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.